Make yourself nice and comfortable now, and allow those eyes to close down. It's time for you to listen to my words, to listen to some suggestions. And for these suggestions to be effective, for these suggestions to help you, requires you to relax and allow your brain to sit back and observe, to let go of trying to think or trying to understand, and just allowing your unconscious mind to absorb. Just like when laying in a bath, or standing still under a shower, absorbing all that warmth. Just let your hands and arms relax. It doesn't matter if you feel the need to move just slightly, now and again. You don't have to remain absolutely still. Just be comfortable. And relax your whole body as much as you can. Listening quietly to the words that I speak directly to you. And there'll be other sounds too. Yet those sounds that are not important to you at this moment can fade into the background. And even though they're still there, they need not disturb you in any way. The only sound you're interested in is the sound of my voice. While you're listening to my words, you may notice how easy it is to tune in to the rhythm of your breathing. Breathing slowly, steadily, evenly. Noticing how, when you're still, your body takes on its own rhythm of breathing. As you breathe in and out, each time, your body controls that breathing automatically in a way that's so much better than you could do consciously. Just allow your entire body to relax more and more, to breathe for itself. And give yourself permission to relax a little more with each breath. Your entire body just sinking deeper into relaxation with each breath you breathe. Allowing yourself to feel as relaxed as you could ever want to feel right now. You may notice that as I continue to speak to you, thoughts drift through your mind. And that's fine, because your thoughts are like drops of water flowing down a river. Sometimes those drops move very quickly downstream. Yet in the same river, a little further down, you can come to a spot where the water gets so deep that it's impossible to detect any movement at all. So just begin to feel the gentle rhythm of your own thoughts, without bothering to pick out any one thought to think about. Just feel that gentle drifting rhythm of your own thoughts as they drift through your mind like drops of water. There's nothing special for you to do right now. No demands being placed upon you. No expectations. There's no one to please. there's no one to satisfy. The only thing for you to do right now is to feel and to experience those rhythms going on within your own body. Feeling that sense of comfortable stillness, that sense of quiet deep within you, allowing your mind to work freely and easily in this process of change. The only sound you're interested in is the sound of my voice as you concentrate on that breathing. Just breathing slowly, steadily, calmly, evenly. Just as if you were trying to convince someone that you were absolutely sound asleep. Allowing your entire body to relax more and more. And as you relax, just becoming a little more aware of your body, aware of your hands and where they're resting. Perhaps noticing the angle of your elbows and paying attention to which arm might feel the lightest or the heaviest at this moment. Perhaps sensing the weight of your head and knowing that that weight might just seem to gently increase as you allow yourself to relax more and more. And now those ankles and feet. Just wondering if they'll start to feel a little heavier too as you relax more and more. Noticing how your breathing becomes slower, steadier, as you relax more and more. And I wonder if you can perhaps sense the beating of your own heart. Just sensing that beat of your own heart, that rhythmic pulse. And seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down just a little. Feeling your entire body slowing down. Absolutely nothing whatsoever to do except to relax now. Allowing your entire body, your whole body, to relax, to become steadier and easier, until your entire body is just ticking over, like a well-maintained machine of some sort or other, just ticking over smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably, becoming gradually more aware of your whole self. Just sensing how those hands and arms feel right now. Aware of your legs and feet too, again just sensing how relaxed they might feel. And wondering if it's possible to relax them even more. To be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your entire body perhaps to relax even more. Noticing how those face muscles can begin to really relax. Letting go of the tensions that were there, almost but not quite, completely unnoticed. Wondering just how long any of that tension had been there, where it all came from in the first place, and then realizing that you simply couldn't care less, because you can feel that tension draining away from you now, and that feels good. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you feel so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move one single muscle, even though you know you easily could if you wanted to or needed to. And I know that you easily could if you wanted to or needed to. But right now, you simply can't be bothered to even try. Instead, just allowing yourself to feel relaxed. To be relaxed. As calm and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And as you continue to relax, I want to assist you to relax even more. So I'm going to count from 10 down to 1. And as I say the number 10, I'd like you in your imagination to visualize, to imagine, to see, or even perhaps begin to experience yourself just standing at the top of a small set of stairs. And as you look down these stairs, at the base of these stairs is a large bed with a very comfortable pillow. And as I count all the way down from 10 down to 1, I want you to imagine that each number I count is a step down for you on this staircase. A step down closer towards that comfortable bed. A step down into deeper levels of relaxation. So that by the time I get to 1, you can feel as deeply relaxed as you can ever imagine, while still being able to hear my words and respond to my voice. When I reach the count of 1, you'll find that you're more blissfully relaxed. And the degree of that relaxation has been enhanced just by you listening. Just by allowing your own imagination to carry you gently down those steps with each descending number. And the moment I say the number 1, you can simply sink down onto that bed, resting your head on that comfortable pillow, where you can let your mind drift off into any dream it wants to, because nothing matters except this relaxation that you're feeling right now. So let's start with the number 10. Imagining yourself standing at the top of those stairs now. 10. Take the first step down now, relaxing and letting go. Feeling your foot step onto step 9. More and more relaxed. No need to hurry. Plenty of time. 8. Moving down easily now. 7. Relaxing more and more. 6, breathing slowly and steadily. 5, really relaxing now, just letting every muscle go. 4, becoming calmer and more deeply relaxed. 3, even calmer still. 2, more and more relaxed, and on the next number, sinking down onto that bed, more calm, more peaceful, more comfortably relaxed. And 1, all the way down to that comfortable bed now, just letting every single muscle in your entire body go limp, loose and lifeless like a rag doll. Sinking down into a more calm and peaceful state of relaxation. Just allowing your mind to drift wherever it wants to. As you rest so comfortably there, allowing yourself to relax, listening to the sound of my voice here, and just noticing that by concentrating on your breathing, you're beginning to feel even more comfortable as we go on, and you can choose to drift to any level of comfort that you wish as you relax deeper. Your mind can become more and more receptive to positive ideas. Those ideas that can help you achieve the things you want to achieve and change the things you want to change. You're aware of everything and yet not fully aware. You're listening with your subconscious mind while your conscious mind is far away and not listening. Your conscious mind, your subconscious mind is awake and listening. While your conscious mind remains very relaxed and peaceful, you can relax peacefully because your subconscious mind is taking charge. And when this happens, you let your subconscious do all the listening. Knows. And because your subconscious mind knows, your conscious mind does not need to know and can stay asleep and not mind. While your subconscious mind stays, you have much potential in your subconscious mind. Potential that you don't have in your conscious mind. And you can remember everything that's happened with your subconscious mind, but you cannot remember everything with your conscious mind. You can forget so easily, and with forgetting certain things, you can remember other things. Remembering what you need to remember and forgetting what can be forgotten, because it doesn't matter if you forget what can be forgotten. Your subconscious mind remembers everything that you need to know, and you can let that subconscious mind listen and remember while your conscious mind just sleeps and forgets. As you continue to listen to me with your subconscious mind, your conscious mind sleeps deeper and deeper and deeper. So let your conscious mind stay deeply and fully asleep and let your subconscious mind listen to me. It's amazing how at the moment you can hear me speaking a lot of words, maybe fast or maybe slowly, to your subconscious mind while your conscious mind just sleeps and relaxes. And it doesn't really matter if you hear every word I say, if you simply focus on what your subconscious mind wants to focus on. It really doesn't matter how fast I talk, because the subconscious mind is quite capable of hearing at a rate much faster than the rate that the conscious mind ever is. That's your subconscious mind that I'm talking to now. The part of your mind that I'm talking to is the part where awareness is created, where all prior lessons in life have existed. And in this state of relaxation, you can find your entire body loose, limp, and relaxed. As I spend time talking to your subconscious mind, which is a very powerful tool to help you learn a tremendous amount. Because up to this point in life, you've coped with life. Perhaps by becoming stressed or anxious or fearful around certain situations, harboring negative thoughts. Perhaps when you've needed to display calmness, confidence, positivity, and strength, or something else. And it's because of this that you want change in your life. And you've wanted things to be different. Perhaps for quite a long time. And you may have tried to make changes before but haven't had success, or maybe haven't had success permanently. And that's because the ultimate way and the only true way to ever change permanently and forever is simply by changing the inside. Inside of your own mind. And if you think about it, you've changed your mind many times before. Permanently. So you're remembering right now just how easy it is to do it again. Changing your mind is easy because it's like turning. And you've turned many times before. When you were a baby, you learned how to turn. You turned over to relieve any discomfort in your body, or simply because you could. Turning is something you've always done. It comes naturally. Since you were an infant, you've learned how to turn in lots of ways, and you've gotten very good at it. You may have turned a corner while being in a car or on a bicycle. You know how to turn. Turning comes naturally to you. You've also turned while walking. Perhaps you were walking one way, you decided you didn't want to go that way, so you just turned around and walked in a new direction. You had a thought, you took action. And it changed your direction. And when you changed direction, you saw new things from a new angle. You were back in charge. You're realizing how easy it is to turn, turning away from some things, putting them behind you, and turning towards better things. I wonder if you can remember a time when you changed something. Maybe it was something difficult. Maybe it was something significant. At the time, you didn't like how things were going, and so you stopped them. Or maybe you started something else. Either way, you made up your mind. You were resolute and you wanted results. You got them. You charged forward. You took action. You wouldn't look back. You were determined, and the old way of being and doing things was finished. You said to yourself, no more. And you did that with your own mind. So right now you're doing it again. You've decided to take charge. You've made up your mind. You've decided to change. You're deciding now to turn. To turn towards a new and beneficial way. Instead of closing off, stressing, becoming fearful or anxious, you turn. And you begin to accept the new information that's helpful to achieving your goals. This is your new task. This is your new mission. Your new direction. To open up. To take all of the new information all the way in fully, you'll begin to take in new ideas, new ways of being and doing things that are for your best and highest benefit. So now you know what you must do and what will start to happen. You become more open and willing to see things differently, to try new things, open to positive influences. And those positive influences cause you to get up and move your life into freedom, into success, into a new way of being, into change, into your new reality. And that new reality is your creation. It's your goal, your prize. And you can meet that goal in your own way. Because the old way is over. You decide right now, with a solid decision, you're not turning back. The old way was not helping you or serving you. It's done. It's not you anymore. And you're resolute. So I want you to imagine building a big wall inside you. Building a big wall, a strong, secure wall. And turning so that wall is at your back. So now when you look back, you see nothing but a huge wall keeping what you don't want away from you. Those things that you don't want, that are now stored on the other side of that wall. They might be old thoughts, ideas, beliefs, memories, imprints, anything that was not helping you. These things will always be in your past, behind you, a part of your history of who you are today. But right now you're sealing them off so they can't control you or affect you in any way anymore. Right now, you're creating a new reality, and you can look happily towards the future. Now, feeling a little more determined, and that determination grows every day because you're looking forward, taking steps, and moving forward, feeling like you're in control again, and you are in control. You know you are. Your ways of understanding are growing keener than ever. You have an eagle eye, and now more than ever, you can see what needs to be done. You can see what needs to happen next. You listen, and you just know what to do. You make it happen. You're able to see yourself and your thoughts and actions in new ways that are becoming so clear, and everything becomes obvious. You can see, you can feel, you can now listen and hear what needs to be done and just do it. The answers are so easy. The changes are simple. You can allow yourself to feel thrilled, even excited now that you can do this. Before, you didn't know what to do, or how, or where to turn, or when. But now things are different. Now things are changing. Now you know exactly what to do and how to proceed. You are proceeding. And you can begin to see your goal, your ultimate goal. Like a veil is lifting before your eyes, you now see your prize, your goal, so clearly. And seeing that goal, that direction, causes you to want it badly. I want you to see your goal right now. Imagine your ultimate goal right now. What do you want to be? What do you want to have? What do you want to do? Imagine it. See it. Feel it. Even experience it. I want you to feel how good it is to have things exactly as you've dreamed them. Exactly as you've dreamed them. And step into that dream. Make it real right now. Live that dream. And allow yourself to feel all that excitement that you did it. You created it. You achieved it. You made it all happen. Because your hands are firmly on the steering wheel of your life. And you're now driving your life in the direction you want. You're making things happen as you've dreamed them. You go where you want to go in body, in mind, in spirit, because you're the one. So you make the changes. And you know it must be you who does it, so you just do it. And knowing that no one else can do this for you makes you feel empowered and powerful as you take charge, as your own power pours into your consciousness from within. And you can feel that new power and access that new power in a new way now. Powerful because you decide to feel powerful. And with your power, you're changing in a very positive way, now moving forward and feeling so good. You can even become excited because you know this is the time you'll make those dreams come true. You're using your mind and body together. You're at the controls, and your decision and your power just gets stronger every single day. And knowing you can do this, believing you can do this, causes you to feel very excited, motivated, focused, determined, filling with confidence and conviction, feeling very ready, like one of those racehorses, ready to charge now. You are ready, and you can feel everything deep inside you wanting to achieve that goal, filling with determination, filling with willpower. Feel that desire to achieve your goals, just building up now, igniting like a fire, igniting deep within you. That determination to achieve your goals, just powerfully burning inside you now. Your self-control and your willpower are growing so strong, and you're taking steps to change your life every single day now. You know you have what it takes. You believe it. I believe it. And you deserve it. So see that goal. Taste it. Touch it. See it. Feel it. Experience that goal. Get ready to achieve that goal. Because you're biting at the bit to go forward and do whatever it takes, like an athlete with all systems on go now. When you awaken from this relaxation, you'll spring forth and do what you need to do. The power is constantly building inside you. That power inside you is incredible and life-changing. When you awaken from this relaxation, all you'll know about your goal and how to begin to achieve it will come together, and you'll use the right thoughts, feelings, actions, words, behaviors to win, because you are a winner, and you'll be winning your prize, your goal. So you do what's needed, you do what's necessary, you do what you've always wanted, because this is your time. The time has come and it's about you now. So you see the prize, have your eyes firmly fixed on that prize, your mind locked on your goal, you're focused and you want it, you want to achieve it, you want to win. So see those results. See successful results now. You are able, you are strong, and you can do this. You're a winner, and you're the one with the key. And that key is your inner power. So use that inner power. Tap into that power that you've always had deep inside and change your life. Because you're a new person now. A new person with a much stronger character, more determined fiber, now filling with courage, confidence, conviction and determination, growing bigger, better and stronger all the time, lifting up that head, squaring those shoulders and facing facts. You are you. And you can look the whole world right in the eye now. No more hiding, no more fearing, no more doubting, no more retreating, but out now, up and forward, greeting the day, the world and everyone in it with a smile. And just knowing deep down that there's a place for you exactly where you choose to be. Perhaps you'll notice being better liked, perhaps being more appreciated by those around you, as people around start to see new things about you, to recognize you for what you truly are, a good, strong, reliable, honest and fair person. So you can do this. You are doing this. Your mind power is back in control because you are you and you're in charge of you. All those bad things now diminishing, leaving you, no more worries, no fears, no doubts, no hesitations, and no anxieties. So I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and then I'll say fully aware. I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and then say fully aware. At the count of 5, you can open those eyes and be fully aware, feeling calm, rested, refreshed, and relaxed. All right, 1, slowly, calmly and easily, beginning to return to full awareness once again. 2, each muscle and nerve in that body is loose, limp and relaxed, feeling great. 3, from head down to toe, you're feeling perfect in every way. Feeling physically perfect, mentally perfect, emotionally calm and serene. And 4, underneath those eyelids, your eyes beginning to feel sparkling clear. On the next number I count, eyelids open, fully aware, feeling calm, rested, refreshed, relaxed, invigorated and full of energy. And 5, fully aware now, eyelids open, take a nice deep breath, have a stretch. Welcome back.